Tallahassee Community College student Jasmine Green plans to transfer to Florida State University soon. Green is able to get her degree in criminology without a lot of student loan debt because she started at a community college.
My story, you know, not thinking that I can be successful or I could, you know, stand here in front of you guys and thinking that, oh, because I don't have the test scores, I don't have the SAT scores, I'm not able to get into a university.
West Park Democratic Representative Chevron Jones says the Florida college system is a leader in helping students of color graduate from college. He says it also helps military veterans and older students earn degrees and get job training.
11 Florida college system institutions have been placed in the top 100 colleges nationwide for the number of associate degrees awarded to minority students. And as I stand here today as one of the ranking members on the Education Committee, and as a member on the Appropriations Committee, it bothers me in the direction that we are moving in the cuts.
The Florida college system is made up of 28 member colleges. The Senate is increasing university funding while reducing community college funding by cutting $55 million in developmental education classes. Senate President Joe Negron gives universities an extra $312 million. Negron says he wants Florida to have universities that draw top students and faculty.
We want our universities to be absolute destination universities, to be elite, to be universities that are in the category of the University of Virginia, the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill, University of Michigan. That's an aspirational goal that I think is achievable over time.
Negron says community colleges should refocus on awarding two-year degrees, and he wants to curb their expansion of four-year programs. But Senator Gary Farmer says he thinks the Senate's proposal is more unfair than the House version, which cuts both colleges and universities. The House is considering cutting more than $63 million from colleges. It also reduces foundation money to each college by $9.8 million annually starting next year. House lawmakers questioned college foundation spending during the committee meetings on higher education. Records released by the House Appropriations Committee show the University of Florida Foundation spent $61,000 on a trip to Paris last year. The Tallahassee Community College Foundation spent nearly $11,000 for in-state travel. Representative Carlos Trujillo says the House cut colleges and universities that were using operational money to pay for foundation staff.
So across the system, it's about $80 million. If you look in my presentation, you can find the answers. It'll tell you each college and each university how much they were paying per foundation staff.
Cynthia Bioto is president of Florida State College at Jacksonville. She says the foundations are used to match state funding with private donations.
And our foundations provide 75% of what donors give goes directly to student scholarships. These kinds of budget reductions will compromise not only access, but need-based aid.
The House and Senate will present their respective spending plans on the chamber floors next week. Negotiating a final proposal will start later this month. For WFSU News, I'm Sarah Mueller.